Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Everyone, happy Friday. Martin Luther King Jr. said that if I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. Today, I want to talk a little bit about intention setting and how that can be a tool. Of course, in the West, we talk a lot about setting goals and how do you get to goals. And, you know, there are coaches and entire industries that are used to help you get where you want to get in life. And we typically use a goal in order to measure whether or not we're getting there. But there's an idea that comes from Eastern influence, and that is in the idea of setting an intention. So if you've ever been to a yoga class, you've most likely heard the yoga instructor talk about setting an intention for your practice. Certain arms of Zen Buddhism actually say that you should set an intention every morning, which I believe is a really good idea, right? Because a lot of people are going into their lives without any idea of who they actually want to be. And of course, if you don't sit down and plan out who you really want to be, how could you ever get there, right? What happens is you end up getting left to the whims of your life, right? You end up just essentially reacting to everything all day. And so I want to talk about how intentions can rescue more of our essence and help us bring more of who we are into our everyday life. If you want to get anywhere, really, in the material world, then a goal is great, right? Because it helps you measure progress. It gives you the ability to decide where you want to go, right? And then you start moving toward it. But with goals, there's something else that comes along with that, right? If that's the tool you were to apply to every single thing you do in your life, just like any other tool, if it's the only one you have, you get the sense that you're going through life in a one-sided way, and it feels as though there's something you're missing. So earlier this week, for example, I talked about how in the West, we really prize the material world. And I noticed in my own life that when I did that, it felt as though there was this whole other side of me that I wasn't getting to know. It's like it was there, but I couldn't access it. Like I felt barred off from feeling whole within my own life. And what happens is if you use goals for everything you do, you start to create that. So in the morning, for example, if you set goals every single day, what you're doing is you're setting expectations. Now, when you set an expectation, you give the universe about a million ways that it can let you down and one way that it can satisfy you. And so what happens is people that take goal setting too far and they use it at every single aspect and everything they do, well, that's what a robot does, right? They become robotic. Nothing matters except for the goals. And oftentimes when you do set a goal, it requires this sort of one-dimensional focus in order to get it, right? Depending on how lofty the goal is, you really do have to tune out other aspects of your life. I remember reading about Lance Armstrong and his 7 Tour de France wins, and I remember him writing about him and talking about how like he really like became less human in order to achieve those things, right? He had to not pay attention to his family. He had to not pay attention to things that you and I probably would agree that really matter. And so goals, again, they're kind of saying, look, this is where I'm going to go. But intentions are loosening the grip on where you end up, but deciding that how you get there matters. I opened with that Martin Luther King Jr. quote because he says, look, if I can't do great things, I can do small things in a great way. And so how do you do that? Well, you have to, first of all, you have to elevate the mundane, right? The small things have to matter to you. And so how do you get there? How do you get to the point where you're not on autopilot or you're not tuning out parts of your own humanity in service to some goal off in the future. Well, how do you start? How do you get great at the small things too? Well, what you've got to do is amplify certain traits within yourself. That's what an intention actually gives you. It gives you the ability to decide, look, I want to bring something different, or I want to bring something out in who I am. And so that's why we set intentions, right? It's like, I'm going to cultivate something in my life. And then no matter where I end up, I'm going to have that thing. And so you begin to see that goals and intentions, they kind of create a dance in your life, right? There are times where you need the goals, especially in the business world, in the professional world, in the financial world. Goals make a lot of sense. And at the same time, there are moments like every single day when you begin where actually what you want to do is you want to just cultivate more of something. Where if you set goals in every single aspect of your life, what you'll find is you're a very one-dimensional person. And not only that, we oftentimes, as we create our expectations for what we want to happen, right? That's what we consider good. And so then if any other thing happens, we inevitably find that we're getting caught up in what's bad, right? Now we've created what's bad because the day was going to go however the day was going to go anyway. But because we've decided, no, this is what good is, you can't create one without creating the other. So you create its opposite polarity, and then you find yourself stuck in that place. And so what you do is you sit down and you say, what do I want to cultivate more of today? What do I want to be more like? And you know, you can sit down and just think about your life. You can just think about the last couple of weeks. Think about what kind of person you've been. Think about how you've shown up. And then what are the character traits? What aspects of yourself do you want to be able to amplify in your everyday life? And so if you sit down, I think it really helps to write something out because writing makes it official in a way, right? It kind of like puts it out there in a different way into the universe where oftentimes we just have thoughts and they just sort of bounce around our head. And, you know, there's a phrase like the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Well, that's what that's coming from. It's not coming from the idea of sitting down and actually coming up with intentions of the kind of person that you want to be in the world. It's more like the Western idea of intentions where it was like, oh, I intended to call you back. I intended to text that person. I intended to tell that person I loved them. And then the time goes by and it never happens. The way in which you set intentions really matters, right? If it's just a thought, that's just a thought. What I'm talking about here is deciding what parts of yourself you want to cultivate, you want to amplify, you want to bring more to the surface. Do you want to bring more love into your relationships? Do you want to bring more grace into your interactions with people? Do you want to bring more peace to your thought process? Well, you probably have to set intentions around letting things go that don't matter. You create that, and then wherever your day goes, the intentions you take with you, right? Because intentions aren't saying, no, I've got to end up here in order for this to be successful like a goal does. An intention is saying, no, I want to be better in this area. I found that setting intentions is a really powerful way to round out your character, right? Because what happens is if we go into our day and we don't sit down and plan out who we want to be in the world, as I said, the world kind of decides for us. But the problem is you have certain strengths and you have certain weaknesses. You're naturally going to flow toward your strengths and you're going to end up leaving your weaknesses. And so you're not going to be, all of you isn't going to show up in every situation that you're going to be in. And so if you want to cultivate more of something, you must set an intention for that thing. It's not going to just happen, right? People become better through practice. And so keeping with this idea of, well, this Eastern idea of practice, right? Like you'd set into a yoga practice. It's not about becoming perfect, as we would say in the West, practice makes perfect. Actually, it's about committing to how you are being while you are doing it. And that's a whole important part of life that goal setting and the materialistic world often just doesn't know how to speak to. As I've said in the past, it's like, you know, you can focus on what you're going to do with your time. You can also focus on how you're going to be while you're here. And if you focus on how you're going to be, you get to bring that with you into every single thing that you do. As you think through your life and how you want to show up today, sit down and write a couple of intentions. What do you want to amplify? What do you want to bring out in yourself? What do you want to cultivate more of? What kind of person do you want to be in this world? Set the intention so that you don't leave your character, your personality, and eventually your legacy to chance. Anyway, that's been my experience. The thing I notice when I've really committed to having an intentional practice and really paying attention to how I want to show up is it's not that sort of mountaintop moment like a goal is. It's more subtle than that, right? It kind of creeps into who you are, but you sit down and you do it every single day, maybe before meetings, maybe before really heavy conversations with people. You set intentions, right? You don't try to control the situation. You don't try to control the day. You don't try to control how things are going to go. You just set the intention for who you want to be. And then no matter where it goes, you get to be the best version of you. It shows up much more subtly than the achieve the goal, get to the finish line, stand on the mountain. But it's no less useful in this human experience. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing weekend. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.